Hello and welcome to Spectrum Tonight. We'll be focusing on the Matnog Group as an example of Iran's industrial self-sufficiency. Stay with us. Welcome back. Iran has made great strides in science and technology, particularly in the key fields of medicine, aerospace, nuclear science, stem cell cloning, research, industry, energy, and defense. One of the firms at the forefront of accomplishments made in industry and energy over the past two decades is in Islamic Republic has been the Matnog Industries Group. Matnog Group is a group of Iranian companies involved in construction and installation of energy production machinery, including boilers, gas and steam turbines, electric generators, as well as industrial-scale petroleum processing installations, railway locomotives and wind power. The company, Iran Power Plant Project, a project management company, otherwise known as Matnog, was founded in 1993 with the aim of developing indigenous knowledge production capacity for petroleum facilities, power plants and other industrial facilities, and as a contract management company. The Supreme Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, last week paid a visit to the industrial group to see some of the accomplishments made by this important group at first hand. He stressed the importance of the nation's self-reliance during his visit in all fields. To shed more light on this important visit and also work done by the Matnog Industries Group, we are joined by Dr. Mohammad Olia, Deputy Managing Director at Tugar, Matnog Turbine Company. Dr. Olia, thank you for joining our show, sir.
Thank you.
Before we get into our discussion proper, let's take a listen to our narration. Stay with us. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the Islamic Republic's industrial might will make the world's bullying powers respect the nation. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the remarks during a visit to Matnog Industrial Complex in the city of Karaj ahead of May Day on Wednesday. During the visit, Ayatollah Khamenei emphasized the necessity to depend on the national resolve in an effort to boost the country's economy. Matnog is a leading Iranian industrial group that within a period of two decades has secured significant and remarkable accomplishments in the area of industry and technology, winning a world-class status in the global market. Matnog Group is the leading power plant general contractor in the Middle East and West Asia. It's also the largest manufacturer of power plant's main components in the region and serves as a pioneer investor in the private power plant projects. Welcome back, Dr. Olia. We heard to some degree about the Matnog Industries Group. Shed more light on Matnog and the nature of its operations, sir.
Yes, as you told, Matnog has founded in 1993, actually as a form of general contractor for building thermal power plants, gas and steam turbines.
Mm-hmm.
During the early years, MAPNA was importing equipment actually and building the power plant, managing the project, and making the BOP of the plant, balance of plant, inside Iran.
Mm-hmm. So you imported the components and assembled them in Iran?
Yes, the main component actually was imported, and the other part of the plant made in Iran, or the plant managed and built in totally in the country.
Right.
Later, after 6-7 years after first establishment of MAPNA, MAPNA decided to enter the manufacturing of the main plant's equipment.
That makes it around the year 2000?
Yes.
Right.
Around 2000, we started actually gas turbine manufacturing,
mm-hmm.
with an international cooperation with well-known partners. And gradually, in different phases, local manufacturing was completed after 5 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Later, the other equipment, or in parallel, the other equipment like boilers, later steam turbines, control systems, turbine blades, and generators, actually made locally.
Mm-hmm.
In order to complete a power block of a thermal power plant. This is the earlier or the oldest industry that MAPNA has been working in, which is the power industry.
Right.
But later on, MAPNA entered to other industries like rail transportation and oil and gas.
Right. Dr. Olya, tell us about some of the major contracts that your conglomerate, as it were, is working on at the moment, before we turn to your specific field of expertise.
The main contract, which was accomplished and realized actually the local manufacturing of the main equipment, was a 30 block of the power plant, 30 blocks of the gas turbine power plant, during more than the period of middle age of MAPNA, around 10 years ago. And later, another large project for a steam turbine, which was 22 combined cycle power plants. The same model done for other equipment like the boilers and locomotives in rail transportation.
Right.
Generators and control systems.
Right. Dr. Olya, tell us about the importance of establishing a company such as MAPNA in view of the fact that, historically speaking, large-scale industrial installations in Iran were done by big foreign companies on a turnkey basis. What prompted MAPNA to enter the scene, as it were, and to try to take a lead?
When MAPNA established in 1993, the power production in all the country was around 10,000
megawatts. 10,000
megawatts? Yes.
And did that suffice at that juncture?
Was it enough? No, actually we had many blackouts.
That's right.
In the country.
Power cuts, blackouts?
Yes. And the main mission for MAPNA, for establishing MAPNA, was to overcome those difficulties in the infrastructure of power industry in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
But in the earlier stage, it was only management for general contracting of the power plant, to build a power plant, to construct a power plant. As I told, main equipment was importing. before that, actually before birth of MAPNA, the whole power plant was, as you told, was built turnkey in Iran by the foreign companies.
That's right.
MAPNA, during the last two decades, gradually has gradually grown up.
Developed.
Yes. And made the industry, the power industry, to offer to the customers, to the government, a whole power plant turnkey by local manufacturing and by its own manufacturing. Now MAPNA is building a whole plant by local equipment, manufacturing its facilities, manufacturing facilities, which is not only has a great impact on power industry, but also a great impact on industrial development of local industries, industrial development of the country, because you know, for a large amount of equipment, we have a great supply chain that worked for this industry, for local manufacturers of MAPNA, and this has a great contribution on industrial development of the country.
Exactly, because any industrial development would need enough energy as its basic needs, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Dr. Ulia, tell us about Iran's power generation at the current juncture. Where is Iran standing globally, regionally, and what is MAPNA's contribution in this regard?
Yes. At the moment, the whole production of electricity in Iran is more than 7,000 megawatts.
7,000?
Sorry, 70,000
megawatts. 70,000,
yes. As I told, when MAPNA started to work, it was less than 10,000 megawatts,
right.
And now is 70,000, more than 70,000 megawatts.
So more than sevenfold,
yes.
Seven and a half fold in
yes.
a sense. Yes.
This has not been done totally by MAPNA, but I can tell that more than 50% of this development has been done by MAPNA. Most of this has been built by the equipment that has been manufactured by MAPNA facilities mm-hmm. inside Iran.
Right.